Okay, today's daf is Peah Daf Yugimel, and we are in the first parak of Maseches Peah, and this Maseches Shiurim is sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we had a little foray into Kilayim, according to how we explained it on yesterday's daf. There's one Hosafa that I wanted to mention. The Gemara was Machalik between where the word Zera is used by Kilei HaKerem, where it excludes trees. We said trees are not Kilayim with the vineyard, while by Hechshel HaKabal Tumah, it is. The Ramban and the other Rishonim discuss, and a big topic that Hashem will discuss at a future point again, the Lumdus for Hechshel HaKabal Tumah. Because we think, like, why is it that a cucumber that grows and is detached, and then a dead body touches it, it does not become Tameh? Right, unless it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids first. Yad Shach Adam, one of the seven liquids listed in the last paragraph of Maseches Machshirin. Is there a svara? Ultimately, maybe it's a Gzeiras HaKasev. But is there a svara for it? So, the Ramban seems to say in Vayikra and Parsha Shmini, it's a Kabbalistic idea. There are spiritual pores that are closed up until it gets wet. And once it gets wet, even if it gets dry, it dries afterward. It doesn't have to be wet anymore. As long as it was wet at some point after it was detached, everything's wet while it's attached, then it rains. But if it's wet after it's detached, then it's huskal kabal tumah. Says the Ramban, v'tama hechsher bavur ki lichlo chasheretz v'hametamim yidabek b'ma'al chalim b'lachus v'lo kem b'yaveshim. The spiritual impurity only sticks to the food after it becomes wet. Sounds like it's a Kabbalistic spiritual pores that are only open. And the Torah even made a siyag daraisa lashon, harchaka yaseira, to be tami mitami the mukshar kabatomi, even if it's dry, it gets dry. But if you look in Rashi, and he even expanded upon by the Sefer HaChinuch, it's a more lumdish, not a more lumdish, but a different lumdish, says the Rashi. V'yitnu l'amencha shlo hukshar v'niskan lihios ochel l'kabal tuma ad sheyavo olav mayim. And the Sefer HaChinuch says even more mefurish. It doesn't have a shame ochel until it's wet. The Sefer HaChinuch says, because most of us only eat fruits and vegetables after you wash them. So maybe it doesn't have the status of a fruit or a vegetable until after it becomes wet. And there's a Gemara in Maseches Chulin that sounds that way. That Gemara compares it to Gemara Malacha Gemara Malacha is compared to a fruit becoming ripe. Is compared to the Hechshel HaKabal Tumah. So it seems like it's a very different shot of the Ramban, and that's an important machlokas to be aware of by Hechshel HaKabal Tumah. Okay, let's continue now where we are up to. Top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. V'is deboi nishmei min hacha. Some learn it from here. Some learn what from there? Yesterday's Mishnah, we had the five requirements for Peah. Five requirements for Peah. Remember, ochel, nishmar, has to be food, has to be generally guarded, has to grow from the ground. Gidulim and Aretz, excluding mushrooms, the Ketosah Ka'achas, all gathered at once. The field ripens and is gathered all at once. And Machlisa V'chaz Alakiyam, it could last for a while. So what is the source for that? So we had one source yesterday where we had the drasha of Sadcha and Kitzircha. That was yesterday. So now we have two other sources for how do you know that din of all the requirements for Peah. V'is deboi nishmei min hacha ki sivtzar karmacha. A pasuk that is not by Peah. The pasuk is by Olalos. Olalos are the individual grapes that fall down. We'll get to Olalos and Peret. Peret is the individual grapes. Olalos just means that if you are harvesting your kerem, you're not allowed to be se'olel. Afterwards, what does to'olel mean? Be very careful with every little thing that you are harvesting. Don't be so medactic. Lo to'olel, acharecha. Right, the diak is going to be from the second half of the pasuk that the Gemara does not quote. Ki sifsar karmacha, lo se'olel acharecha, lager le'asom la'amana, yihiyah. So ma'at shvamina, how do you relate this to Peah? Right, this is not related to Peah. Right, this is relating to one of the matnas aniyim that has to do with grapes. Grapes have their own matnas aniyim. There's separate Peah and Olalos and Peret, as well as Siyan Amabez. So how does this pasuk, which is not about Peah, explicitly relate to Peah? So Amar Rabbi Yona, lo tidakdek. Right? You look in the Marafolda. Lo tidakdek, lo ta'olel, pirish, lo tidakdek litol kulo, elataniach peya. We learn out the word ta'olel mean, don't be so careful, leave some over, right? Don't be so medaktik in your property. Kamada tamar, as it says, va'olel lamo, a pasuk in Eicha, where your Yirmiyahu HaNavi is saying, you know, be as medaktik as you are with us, as, you know, be medaktik with the oive Yisrael as you are with us. So you see the word olel is about being medaktik. That's what Yirmiyahu says. Tavo kol ra'asam lefanecha. Let all of their wickedness, Hashem, come in front of you. Va'olel lamo kasher alal tali. Right? Be olel on them, says Yirmiyahu in Eicha. Right? Be medaktik on them as you are on me. Al kol pshai ki rabos anchosai v'libi davoy, says the pasuk. So you see the word olel is being medaktik. So that's what we learn from this pasuk also. Similarly, kisachbot zeischa. Also, when you harvest the olives, lo sifa'er acharecha. That's the continuation of the pasuk. Don't be mifa'er. Mifa'er, from the word pe'er, it's glory. Don't take the glory from it. So, what is pe'er? So, in other contexts, not here, pe'er means tefillin. And we had that in Maseches Brachos, about pe'ercha chavu shalecha, about wearing tefillin ba'avelos, or not wearing tefillin, pe'er is the glory, but here pe'er is going to mean something else, right? Don't be mefa'er, right? So again, what does that mean? Ma'at shmamina, what does that mean? Amar Reb Yona, lo takifu pa'as roshchem. The pe'er is, you see, the size of one's head is considered the pe'er, so that is similar to the peya of a field. Again, look at the Marafolda. Lo tifa'er, lo titol tifarto. Do not take the glory of the field. Vehem peyos, shem tifares v'noi rosh. Right, the peyos are the glory and the beauty of a head. So achanami, hacha kari lepeya tifares. So too here. Lo tifa'er, don't take the glory of the field, just like don't cut off the sides of your peyos. So that's the drasha, that these psukim, which are not about peya, Chazal learn on another deeper level of interpretation, they learn it about peya. And just like you compare to the first pasuk is about the vineyard, and the second pasuk is about zesim, olives, we darshan. This is going on both. Uma zayis v'kerem, we take out the word zayis. Uma zayis v'kerem miyuchadim. Just like olives and vineyards. Miyuchadim shalikutas and ka'achas, they are gathered at once. Umachansan l'kiyum, and they could last. You bring them in and they last. It's not like vegetables. The chayavim bepeya, they're chayavim peya. So af kol davar shalikazok achas v'achizu l'kiyum chayavim. So too, everything that is has these two elements are chayiv in peya. Right? We learned yesterday there were five, not just two conditions. Right? There are five conditions. Why does the pasuk only darshan from the two conditions? The other three are shared with Miser. If you look in the first Mishnah in Miseris, the Mishnah says there are three requirements for Miseris: Ochel and Nishmar and the third one, Gidulim and Aretz. That's it. The other two are only peya. So we darshan here the two unique ones that are in Peya, right? That's what the Rasilio points out. Hadlo nakat elachani trei mishum dahani trei hein tanoim deshayachim gabe peya hayaseir maltanoim demaisrus. Right? The others are shayach in maisrus too. So we will not darshan there. So that's the second and the third drasha for how do you know these requirements? Interesting. We compare this to Peya. We have Peyas harosh. And we have Peyas of the field. The Radvaz, in the beginning of Matnas Aniyim, asks a simple question. Why by Peyas HaRosh, it says you're not allowed to cut it, you have to leave both sides. But by Peyas HaSadeh, you only have to leave one side. Both Peya, right? So we should say, you have to leave both sides of your field. And we learned even recently, the middle of the field is okay. You can't leave the middle of your head. Can't give a mohawk and say that counts. Says the Radvaz, at the beginning of Yerba Zuniya, Maishna Dahacha Sagile Peya Achas Bechalasade, Umaishna Hashem says Orchlaniach Shte Peos. Shim Gilacha Peya Achas Loke. Even if I cut off one side, if I cut off Peyas of one side, I get Malkus. Avishiniacha Peya Shenis. Shuvascha. So his answer is Shuvascha. Delagabe Sadeksiv Lo Sechale Paasadcha. The Lashon is Sechale, destroy. Ubekilui Tala Rachmana. Don't destroy. Sounds like as long as you left one, you didn't destroy it. Right? Lo sechale, don't destroy it. And if you left one, you're good. V'gavye peyas harosh k'ziv lo takifu. Right? As lashon of cutting. Lo takifu pa'as roshechem. V'yim hikif don't go around to be makif. And if you went around, even on one side, you're going to get malchus. Vimhikif, kalarosh, nami, lokishtayim. So he doesn't say it, that's what he says. But what might he mean? I saw the Or Hayosher, one of the Achronim. The Or Hayosher says, maybe the difference is between what we might call Maisa and Totsa'a. Right, when it comes to the Peyas HaRosh, the focus is Lo Takifu, don't cut. So if it's don't cut around, so then that is focused on the Maisa. Even one is a violation. But Lo Sechale, don't destroy, that's more of what's left afterwards. So as long as there's one left, it's not destroyed. It's not Kilui. So that's what he seems to say. Lanias died to you, Pashit. Degabe Peya, again, he seems to quote the Radvaz and argue, but this could be what the Radvaz means. Could be what the Radvaz means. Degabe Peya, de Sade, Halav, de Losachala, hu Chiyuve, El Hamatara. De Masik, Bikrala, Ani, Vlager, Tazawatam. It's all about the result. As long as there is some for the Ani, then you're good. And even if it's only one side for the Ani, that's okay. Umikima Shiniacha Peya Ha'achas, Kien Baze Chiyuvo, de Ramiole. He was already, he was Makayim, what he had to do. Mashayen Kien Balav, de Los Sakifu, Bas Roshkem, Baze Hinicha Torah Isser, Shalahakipas Arosh. I'm going to do with the result. Umemela Chalo Isser, Akalachas, Mehen, de Heminayo Mafkis. Which one are you going to be Motzi? Lachin Chayav Akalachas Va'achas. So that's the Or HaYashar, that might be the Svara for the Radvaz. Okay, we continue. So the Gemara has this drasha. Just like Zasim and Kerem, so too everything that has those requirements. Says the Gemara, okay, why don't you go one step further? So the Gemara in the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachas has a different limud of limiting Zeis and Kerem. Those two have to do with the Mizveach. The Gemara here does not quote that. So one of the Achronim just leaves the Betzarachim. Why doesn't the Gemara quote that as a uniqueness? That what, just like oil and wine have something to do with the Mizbeach, maybe those, only those two. Only things have to do with the Mizbeach. Okay, that's asked at the beginning of a case of Mavarach, and the Gemara does not ask that here. The Gemara asks a different question though. Ima Zayis v'kerem yuchadim shein chayavim bibikurim. Zayis and kerem are two of the Shivas Haminim. So maybe v'chayavim bepeya, I've called over shu chayav bibikurim achay bepeya. So maybe you should only include items that are chayav bibikurim. So you have chita and seora, and you have rimon, and some of the others. But you shouldn't include all fruit, like the Rambam said, right? Or others. We had the eight in the list on the yesterday's daf, the og and the other, the charuvin and the gozim and shkedim. So maybe you shouldn't include those if you're comparing it to zesim and anavim across the board. Tamalomar kitzircha. It says ksircha, which is an inclusionary word. Anything you harvest, afilu kitzir orez, afilu kitzir dochen, even rice and millet, anything that even if it's not subject to bikurim, one would still have the chiyuv peah. So we don't go so far in terms of the limud. We don't compare it to zeisim and anavim totally. It could be you can include more. The Chazon Ish notes that the orez and the duchin aren't lekitaso ka'achas, right? So fine, you include it in the katsir, but doesn't it lose another one of the items on the list of lekitaso ka'achas? So he says it could be that what does lekitaso ka'achas mean? They ripen on the same day, they ripen in the same week, as long as there's not major time periods in between, different seasons. It doesn't have to be mamish. So rice and millet, it might be a little bit separate, but it might not be so far. The efshar, the kol haketziros, hein behefsik ma'at. Umikamakam chashav likita babas achas. Vedavka behefsik yamim rabim chashav ein likita soka achas, says the Chazon Ish. Only if it's very far, between each other, totally different seasons, a month in between. But if it's kind of the same season, but it's a couple of weeks, so then that wouldn't be, and maybe that's what it is for orez and duchan. The rice, we know, is famously known for being this hybrid, right? It's the mizonos and bari nefashas food, the only one we have like that, and it's the only items that there's a machlokas about, whether it's machmas or not. Nobody says that kitnios are machmas, right? Beans and corn, nobody says that's machmas. We're the Ashkenazim are machmir for the two reasons that are quoted in the Rishonim. Why we don't eat kitnios, what Ashkenazim don't eat kitnios at Pesach. But rice, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I think it is, that in the Maseches Pesachim says that, no, that's chametz. Right? You could use that for matzah, and that's chametz on Pesach. So why is that? Because it's machmetz. He thinks it's machmetz. So ask the Ramban, we quoted this before, ask the Ramban at the beginning of Elo Trefus, beginning of the third parak of Chulin, We generally don't like to have a machlokas in mitzias, right? A machlokas about physical realities. Sometimes you have it, right? There's a machlokas in Maseches Shkalim about where the Aron is. Did the Romans take the Aron, or is the Aron buried under the Beis HaMikdash? That's a machlokas in mitzias. You can't, there's no lumdus there, right? It's a historical machlokas, and the Rambam interestingly quotes what he thinks is true, which you might say, what's the Rambam? I'm quoting that in the Mishnah Torah for. There must be a halachic basis for that, for saying that he holds like the opinion that the Aron is under the Kodesh Kodashim. But the Rambam Begin Veil Trefo says, right, what's the context there? The context there is a machlokas about trefa. Trefa chaya, trefa ain't a chaya. Does a trefa live or not? So you ask the Rambam, what kind of machlokas is this? Right, just see, does it live 12 months or does it not live 12 months? Right, how does that work? Heich lo bodku adavar benisyonos harbe. Efshar shekimu. Right? What's the, how is it? If so, that's his question. Efshar shekimu min atrefo shehem alacha Moshe Misinai, pam achar pam, umatsu shalohay miskaimo, shnei masar chodesh. Viafal pikein, misha rayos chachmaso o kabalaso nosenes lo shichaya, eino chozer bo. So, are you gonna tell me it's a mesora? It's a mesora that, even if it's against what you see with your eyes? So the Rambam says, I'd rather not say that. So he quotes a Yerushalmi in Shrumos, who talks about, one has to be mafrish cucumbers for cucumbers and the bright vegetables for the right vegetables. So the Yerushalmi, the Mishnayis in Shrumos talk about what happens if I'm mafrish, vegetable and it turns out to be totally putrid and disgusting. Do I assume that it was already putrid and disgusting when I was mafrish, or afterwards? That's the question. So Yerushalmi says, "What do you mean? Don't you know scientifically? You know, if you look at it, how long back it was putrid, so you know if it was a good hafrasher or not." Ela beikur bidikasa pligin, says the Ramban. No, sometimes you do an experiment, and there's a machlokas how to interpret the results of the experiment. So everything is there and everything is clear, but there's still a machlokas. How to interpret it? So it's not a machlokas in Metzius. So do rice. Let's say it does something like chimutz, something like leavening. The machlokas tanoim is whether that's called chimutz or not. Everybody agrees exactly what physically is happening. The question is that enough for chimutz? That's generally what we try to say by most machlokos that look like machlokas and metzias on the surface, but we like to go a little deeper and figure out that it's not really a machlokas in metzias. We try. It's not always possible, but that's what the mafarshim try to do. Good. Let's continue a little more, and then maybe we'll make a comment about bikurim. But first, let's continue the limud. So the Gemara says, so why do we have a limud from olives, and we have a limud from grapes. So ask the Gemara, what do we need both for? Right? It's lo sachbot and lo safa'er. Which is a limud that's not mefurish, but again, it's Torah Sheba'al Peh. This is what Chazal interpreted those verbs by the other psukim. So the Gemara says, Yomar Zayas val Yomar Kerem. Right? Why do you say it by both? Only say by Zayas and not by Kerem. What's the exact question? So most of the day, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says here, just say it by one and we'll learn the other one from the first one. Say it by Zayas, the limud of Peah by Zayas, then you know Kerem. Or say it by Kerem, not Zayas. If you look in the Ras Silio, his question is, well, if not only you'd only have to say it by one, but if you dafka said it by two, so then maybe it should be shnik suv and abal ke'echad ve'in malamdin. It should be, if the Torah goes out of its way to teach you something in context A, fine, you could extend it. But if you learn it by two separate contexts, maybe the Torah is trying to tel you that it's only by those two contexts. Shnik suv and abal ke'echad, ein malamdin. So it's an even more serious question. Not just say it by one and we'll learn the other one from it. It's kind of the opposite. You shouldn't be able to learn it. So why do you have it by two? She'ilu nemer zayis lo nemer kerem. If you only had zayis, if you only had it by olives, ha'yisi omer, I would have said zayis shehu pater min haperet. Zayis is pater from peret. Peret is a special mitzvah by grapes. If individual grapes fall down as you're harvesting the vineyard, or maybe even two grapes, got to leave those for the ani. That's peret. So Zayis, olives don't have such a mitzvah. Zayis shu pater min haperet. Chayei bepeya. Kerem shu chayei beperet. Lo yeh chayei bepeya. Maybe you only have one mitzvah per produce. So olives don't have peret. It has peya. Kerem, which has peret, maybe shouldn't have peya. So avitzorech hu shiyei omer kerem. That's why you have to say kerem also. And the opposite. O ilu nemer kerem velo nemer zayis. If you only said zayis, ha yisi omer kerem shuchay beperet yechay bepeya. I would have said kerem, which is chayv in peret, is chayv in peya. Zayis you padum in a peret, ye padum in a peya. Maybe I would have learned kerem is a type of very chashuv, and you have to leave a lot for the yaniim. But olives you don't have to. Havit zorech hushi omer zayis, but zorech hushi omer kerem. That's why you have to say both. You have to say kerem and zayis by those. Good. Says the, let's mention, stop there for a moment. So Bikurim came up before. The Gemara says, Bikurim is a whole Masechta later on in Sarayim. But just like the Gemara had the Havamina, Bezayas HaKerem, which are chayiv in Bikurim, maybe only things that are chayiv in Bikurim. It's fascinating, the Gemara, Tosfos in Baba Basra, Daf Pei Aleph, has two deos. Whether Bikurim is a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. Two days. The Gemara there has a limud, has a pasuk to teach me me'artzacha to exclude bikurim from chutz laretz. That's the Gemara there in Baba Basra, pei aleph amad aleph. Asher tavi me'artzacha ha'u limud chutz laretz. So ask Tosfos, the obvious question. What do you need a separate pasuk to exclude bikurim from chutz laretz? It's a mitzvah tzuliyah ba'aretz. So obviously it doesn't apply in chutz laretz. You don't have a separate limud to exclude truma and meiser and challah and all of the shmita and yovel. All of those, you know, the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, kol mitzvah shetuliyah ba'aretz eino nohek ela ba'aretz. So why by Bikurim do we need a separate limud to teach me that it is excluded from chutz laretz? Tosas. V'teima, ma yisrach miyuta, ha'amar b'sofer ha'kamet Kiddushin, kol mitzvah shetuliyah ba'aretz eino nohek ela ba'aretz. 2 days in Tosas. And we mentioned before, Bikurim, even physically, it's different than the others. All the other ones are done after my stuff grew. And I do Gemara Malacha, I do Meiruach, I make a pile, then I give some. Bikurim is the only one that, right when it starts to blossom, I see the tiny little bud, I put a ribbon on it, right? A symbol of Emunah. I know it's going to grow, but it's different than the other mitzvos, right? It's right away before it grows. Stosi, there's 2 days. V'yesh b'farshim, mishun to bikurim iskushu l'basa b'chalav. You find in the Torah puts bikurim in the same pasuk as basa b'chalav. And basa b'chalav is not a mitzvah hatuliyah ba'aretz. So I would have had a havamina, v'saka daidach shi no'agin af b'chutz la'aretz, k'mo basa b'chalav. Wow. Right? The havamina by bikurim, because it's in the same pasuk as basa b'chalav, I would have understood it. Ula rashba nire delo chashivi bikurim. So according to that, it's a mitzvah tzuliyah ba'aretz, but Kliyaras HaKasev, I might have compared it to Basa B'chalaf. One day. Ula Rashba nireh, delo chashivi bikurim mitzvah tzuliyah ba'aretz. Delo dami l'truma u'maiser v'chala. Dehasam guf ha'peres m'chuyavim b'truma. Detevel ninu, v'asurin v'achila, v'laka chashuvin heim tzuliyim ba'aretz. What's a mitzvah tzuliyah ba'aretz that reflects kedusha sa'aretz? That where it creates an iser, tevel. Right? If I don't take off trumas and maisers and challah, I can't eat the rest of the food. Bikurim, there's no tevel. Bikurim is a mitzvah. We don't do bikurim bizman hazeh. There's no tevel. Avo bikurim ein achiyav tali beperis. Ela ba'adam. Bikurim is a mitzvah sagavra, says Tosfos. It's not about the kedusha sa'aretz. And that's why it doesn't create tevel. De ein ne'asarin ba'achila. Avo bishalo hivish man bikurim. And then, ba'od, what I said before, midol chayav betruma u'maisar ashi yisma reyach bekri muchach shachiyav tali beperos. Lefishalo igiyah da'in zman chiyuvan. It can't be about the peros because, right, but, Bikurim is chovas aguf. 2 days. 2 days. Rav Soloveitchik used this, and then we'll, continue. Soloveitchik used this to explain 2 girsos and a Mishnah in Kalim. The first parak in Kalim discusses the 10 levels of Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Remember that? Eretz Yisrael is because actually we call Aratzos, and, walled cities are even more Kadosh, and then the, Yerushalayim is more Kadosh, and Harabais is more Kadosh, and it keeps going in until it gets to the Kodesh Kodesh on the highest level of Kedusha. So the first level of Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Mekudesh is Mikol Aratzos. Sheh, what makes Eretz Yisrael more Mekudesh, more sanctified? That the Mishnah says, I just lost it, here it is, Ma'i Kedushasa, Shemiviyah Mimena, Omer, Bikurim, Mishtei Alechem. Because you bring Omer and Bikurim, the Omer, the barley has to grow in Eretz Yisrael. And the Shtei Alechem, the new wheat has to grow in Eretz Yisrael, and Bikurim. The Gra takes out Bikurim. He says, I'm not sure if Bikurim should be there. So he asks Rav Soloveitchik, another Achronim too. If you are writing that Eretz Yisrael is more Kadosh, what would you write? It's Chayiv in Shumas and Maisus and Chala and everything. And Shemitah and Yovel. Why do you pick these 2 halachas of Chala, of Omer and Shtei Alechem? Why dafka those 2? Tell me the basic mitzvahs of Lulis Baretz. And it's going to have an afkamino by Bikurim. Says Rav Salvation, because this mission is not just telling you the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It's telling you the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. There are 10 levels of Kedusha, of Kedusha's Mikdash. In Eretz Yisrael, on the one hand, it has Kedusha's Haaretz generally, as a Kaddish Baruch Hu endowed with Kedusha, but it also is, in a more diluted, weaker way, an expansion of Kedusha's Mikdash. The most intense Kedusha's Mikdash is in the Kodesh Kedashim. A little less, a little more expanded out is in the Heichal. A little less is in the Azara. A little less is in Har HaBayis. A little less is in Yerushalayim. And a little less is in all of Eretz Yisrael. But it has to do, the 10 levels are about Kedusha's Mikdash. So that's why the Omer and the Shtei Alechem have to grow in the base of Mikdash. That's the din. It has to grow in the base of Mikdash. So that's the Eretz Yisrael is a less of Kedushas Mikdash. The other mitzvahs of Tulias Ba'aretz, that doesn't have to do with the base of Mikdash. That's just about Kedushas Ha'aretz, a different type of Kedushas Ha'aretz. So that's why only Omer and Shtei Halechem are on here, because those two, so to speak, conceptually have to grow in the base of Mikdash, and Eretz Yisrael is the base of Mikdash, right? In a diluted way. That's why Dafka, those two halachas are here. Mashenkein, Truma, and Meiser, that don't do with the base of Mikdash, right? That's just to do with Eretz Yisrael. So, says the verse of Eishik, that's the 2 days about Bikurim. Is Bikurim a mitzvah tuli ba'aretz? Like the 2 days in Tosfos and Baba Basra, right? If you say it is a mitzvah tuli ba'aretz, then it does not belong in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah is not about the mitzvah tuli ba'aretz. But if Bikurim is something different, so maybe it has to do with Beis HaMikdash. You have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. You have to have Hava. Right? Chumas and Maisos have nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Bikurim does. There's Hava. You have to give it to the Kohen. Vechulu. So those are the 2 days in the Mishnah. Maybe we'll come back to that in a few months and have a whole shiur about that. Ready on the list. Okay. So, Be'ez Hashem, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Yotza Zayas. So we just singled out olives. Veli made al kol ilanos peya. We singled out Zayas and learned from olives for all trees peya. Yotza Kerem, but we made al kol ilanos peret. And we excluded Kerem, and we learned, so why don't we, if we took something from Zayas and extended it like Peah, why don't we take something from Kerem and extend it to all trees? That's peret. That's the single grapes that fall. So you should say the single apples that fall and the single everything that falls. Why don't you say that? Ukashem shiyatza zayis velimin al kol ilanos peah, kach yese kerem, velimin al kol ilanos peret. Why don't we say that? By the way, the simple interpretation of this lines in Yerushalmi is like the Rambam we saw yesterday. Kol ilanos. Remember we said that there's a daya in Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam says in Psachim and in Shabbos that only those eight, or even less, only Dagan Tirish V'Yitzar, and the others are Durabanan, Asmach to Bialma. Sounds like the Yerushalmi, Kol Ilanos or Daraisa. Sounds like the Pashup Shad of the Yerushalmi, sounds like all trees are Daraisa for Peah. Again, like the Rambam says, V'chein Kol Chayotze Bazeh, we saw that yesterday, against Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says in both places, in Psachim, on Daf, where was it? Shabbos Samaches, and Psachim, what daf was done? Nunvav. Tzachim Nunvav and Shabbos Samaches. Both of Rabbeinu Tam is quoted as limiting it. So this Gemara Pashto sounds like the Rambam. So why don't you say parrot by all trees? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Avin, Davar Shu Shavel L'Shnei Malamed. The Davar Sheinu Shavel B'Shnei Meinu Malamed. We extend something that appears by both. Peah. Peah we darshan by both. And Peah exists by Zesim and Anavim. So that we extend out to all trees. Parrot is only by Anavim. It's not by Zesim, and therefore we're not going to extend it out. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes, right, the Rambam also, I'll read it for the HaChinuch, there's a parrot is a separate mitzvah daraisa, but it only applies to Anavim. Right, two, there's an asay and a los asay. Reish Chav Beis, in Parshas Kedoshim, the mitzvah to leave parrot. And los asay, the iser to gather parrot. You have to leave it. What are the parrot? Says the Chinuch. Who garinim hanoshrim b'shas ketifas hanavim. It's the single grapes that fall down while you're harvesting the grapes. V'uadin l'shara ilanos hadomin l'keren. Similar, what's included? Anything that also grows in clusters, similar to a kerem. Shenis chayav l'shalukot ha-garinim hanoshrim. That's what he includes. And he talks about the Sefer Chinuch, talks about based on Mishnayis, and the Minchas Chinuch has a big discussion of this. If I put a basket under my tree, so all the parrot falls directly into the basket, is that a violation? Meaning, does it become parrot right when it goes off the tree before it hits the ground? It already is parrot, or only when it hits the ground? I'm not allowed to. So nafkamina, you know, are you allowed to put a basket there? And if you put a basket there, are you preventing parrot, or are you stealing parrot? Right? That's the difference in formulation. How you would say it? Okay. Says the Gemara. Al daite Rabbi Yishmael Nicha. According to Rabbi Yishmael, what we said makes sense. We're gonna end in the middle of a question here, but we'll go to the bottom. Pez Hashem. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, what we said up above fits. Rabbi Yishmael darash, because Rabbi Yishmael darshind. Call Dover, one of the Yigam Omigos. Call Dover Shahaya Bechlal, V'yasun Lidim Adover Achadosh. Anything that was in a general principle, and then there's something new about that principle, about that context. Ne'akar min haklal, v'harihu b'chidusho. So, if it's something new, so it goes out of the klal, harihu b'chidusho, and therefore it remains something, it is new, and therefore, v'tzarechu, sheyomar peya b'kerem. So that's why you have to say peya by kerem. Meaning, by kerem it says parrot, which is something new. So once you say something new, so maybe I would think that Karam is totally new. Maybe the regular rules don't apply to it. That's why you have to have a special lima to get it back included, Peya by Karam. Because once you have something new by Karam, maybe something is totally, Karam is totally new. And therefore you have to have the limud to teach you Peah by Karam. But al daite drabanin to Eden Amrin, they say no. Harayu bichlalo, harayu bichidusho. Right? A davar sheyatza min haklal is still included in the klal. Even though it has a new element to it, but it's still included in the klal, then le'eza davar namar peah b'kerem. So what do you have to learn peah b'kerem for? Because according to the Rabbanan, it's still in the klal. So you don't need a separate limud to teach peah b'kerem. Question mark, we're not going to answer that question today, just to make one note, and that is, it's a lidam adavar hachadash. There are some halachas in Shas that are called chiddush by Chazal. Moti Shemra is called a Chiddush. Basar B'Chalav is called a Chiddush. Kilayim is called a Chiddush. And the Rishonim are wonder, like, what do you mean it's a Chiddush? Like, everything's a Chiddush. What? Something that I wouldn't have known. Temura, Me'ila, everything's a Chiddush. What does it mean that only certain Edom Zomamin is called a Chiddush? So Tosfos says in two places, Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Zayin, and Tosfos elsewhere also, Tosfos says, Chiddush is Dover HaSoser HaSaklal. Chiddush doesn't mean something I wouldn't have known without the Torah. Most of the Torah I wouldn't have known without the Torah. Chiddush means something that goes against the rest of the system of the Torah. The Torah tells you only get one punishment. If you get two punishments for something, that's a chiddush because it goes against what it says in the Torah. Right? Getting two punishments, Mosi Shemra. The Torah says when you have two things that are mutter and you mix it together, it usually doesn't become usser. And all of a sudden, by Basar B'Chalav, you have two things that are mutter and they become usser. Right? Edom Zomim is a chiddush for the, why should you rely on the later Edom? What about the earlier Edom? So that's what Chiddush is. So again, here, it's parrot is a Chiddush. Why? It's going against the regular rules of, there's no parrot by the other mitzvah, other types of trees. That's why it's defined as a Chiddush. And that's our question. What do you need a separate limud to teach Peah? But according to the Rabbanan, if it's still, according to that sheet, not like Rabbi Shmuel, it's Yotzei, but it's still harehu bichlalo, not just harehu bichidusho. Okay, that's the question. But Hashem will have to continue with this next time as we continue with our march through the first perek, 2.5 more dafim to the first perek of Maseches Peah.